Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Yeah, you can trust me to jump off sides, but you can trust me. Ronald Serpas joins us now, professor, practice Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief, former head of the Washington State Police, Nashville City Police, a lifetime police officer, now a consultant to many departments. How are you, sir? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year too. Tommy, how are you today?
I am okay. Let's talk about last time we got into toward the end about the structure of departments, about sergeants, lieutenants, and it is important, I think, especially when you talk about managing overtime. Let me take a step back real quick. Crime down in 2025, Ann Kirkpatrick saying it doesn't matter who gets credit for it. President Trump saying it's the National Guard, although they weren't really here, I don't think, for the latter part of it. Does it matter who takes credit for it? Does it matter if the National Guard was here? Did they have any role in violent crime being down in New Orleans?
Well, I mean, all that was really good until you get into the politics of talking about national stuff when you're a city official. I mean, the whole point comes down to this. A lot of people take credit when crime goes down, but you don't often see the same people there when crime goes up, and crime is cyclical. It's going to go up and down. The best course of action normally is to say, this is where we think we made headway. This is where we see challenges, and this is what we hope to get the public to support. And that would be for presidents, mayors, governors, chiefs, sheriffs. That's the simple recipe for this. This is where we want to go. This is where we've been. How do we get to where we want to be? I've seen, you know, it's easy to get dragged by a question from the media into these national debates, and that often happens to chiefs too. That wasn't their intention that day, but to get distracted by the national level is really not helpful for the people of New Orleans. But more importantly, the National Guard plays a role here for the last 50 years of my experience. But, you know, we talked about it before. What's the wedding cake of policing, right? The wedding cake of policing is the first base layer is the police officers that answer the calls for service from the citizens. A sergeant oversees 6 to 8 police officers usually, and their job is to mentor them, educate them, discipline them, counsel them, and approve overtime. Let's not forget that. Mm-hmm. And then the next layer, you know, the officers go out and they work the street. They answer calls. Sergeants are the direct first line supervision of those people, responsible for a mass amount of things to make those officers the best that they can be. Then there's a lieutenant who's going to usually oversee 2 or 3 sergeants. That's the first level manager. That person's responsibility is to have the broader view of the mission of the agency, more goal oriented, less task oriented, and look at things like deployment, answering calls, overtime, report writing to make sure the sergeants are doing what they're supposed to do. The captain would be like a branch manager of a bank. The captain oversees the whole patrol area, which has patrol responses, will almost always have some sort of detective responses. And they're purely thinking about the goals of the organization, the policies, practices, and customs that they want to see done throughout the department. Then you have a chief that oversees five or six captains that does the same thing, but at the much higher level. And then ultimately, the superintendent is responsible for laying out the policy perspectives, laying out the expectations, and holding people accountable as the chief disciplinarian in New Orleans in particular. Other departments are similar. Ultimate discipline action decisions come to the superintendent, and that's really one of their key roles because that sets the tone of what good officers can expect to be the level of experience, the level of expectations, and when bad officers are making the job more difficult for everybody involved.
See, I think this is interesting. We're going to drill down on this when we come back because, our interactions with police are when we either get pulled over for a ticket or for a traffic violation. Or maybe we call them for this or that or the other thing, or maybe we're doing what we're not supposed to do. And we don't realize that there's a whole command structure behind that. We'll continue to talk about it with Ronald Surpass when we come back. 821 Traffic, WWL. 826, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Ronald Surpass, our friend, professor of practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD superintendent. And we don't take in account the fact that a police department has an organizational structure, and the police officer that you deal with, chances are you're not going to deal with a sergeant. At what point would a police officer call a sergeant in?
If they're involved in an event that requires advice or counsel on the policies and procedures, maybe, complex investigations before detectives are called, they would call a sergeant to say, could you help me get other resources from within the department to assist me on this, like perhaps crime lab or some detectives. And then that just keeps working its way up the chain of command. When citizens are most likely going to interact with a supervisor is when they have a question about the service, when they have a question about how did this happen. There's another interesting way that citizens will see the upper leaders of the police department. You and I talk often about the NOPD desperately needs a staffing and deployment plan, because if you're reducing crime with 300 officers less than what you said you need, something's incongruent, right? So basically, the senior leaders would be the ones who would embrace that kind of a deployment staffing plan and then use the findings of it to argue with more data and effective outside view of what the department needs to be. So that's kind of like the three different ways you would see supervisors in the organization, not just the officers who are out there working on the radio answering your calls.
Do sergeants review reports and say, you need a little bit more detail here, need a little bit more detail there, you did a great job here, et cetera?
Ideally, that's the key. And, something I said 2 weeks ago, and I'll say for the rest of my career, when police departments find themselves upside down, it's generally not that the policies and procedures are not well done. Mm-hmm. It's the actions of sergeants and lieutenants to ensure the people who are carrying out the mission are following the policies and procedures. That's why they're so crucial and critical. Every layer of supervision builds on one another, and one is no more important than the other. They're all crucial parts of a wheel, of a chain that has to operate efficiently, so that when the chief goes on television and says, I need 300 more people, well, there's a whole lot of folks beneath the chief that's been ensuring all those policies and procedures have been felt and have been acted upon, so you can legitimately say, this is why I need overtime, this is why I need more people, this is why I need more detectives.
And within all of that, where do detectives come in terms of the organizational structure? Are they always sergeants?
No, they're detectives, they're officers, and they're the second layer of the wedding cake. They do the critical investigations for people who have been victimized and need an investigation. The next layer of the cake is those who support the first two layers. And the fourth layer of the cake is chief's choice. Like, I want to do community policing, I want to do hotspot policing, et cetera. But detectives are often going to be officers with special training and special authorities to further their skills as detectives.
As a chief, would you spot somebody, a man or a woman, that you said, you know what, they got detective written all over them?
I think that finds its way. Yeah, sure. People who are naturally inquisitive, who write incredibly well, who are willing to take on that additional challenge of work. And then you have the same thing with people who want to be in a SWAT team, or people that want to be in patrol, or people that want to become a sergeant or a lieutenant or a captain or a chief. Those are all different attributes that you're looking for every day in the people who work for you.
Thank you. Appreciate your time. The leader in the Vocabulary Clubhouse today, Ronald Surpass with Incongruent. Have a good day.
You're too much. Thank you, Tommy.
All right, we'll talk to Jeff Nowak about the Saints. We come back 8:30 time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozen.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.